With the conclusion of the high school basketball seasons, Riverside girls basketball head coach Mitch Rice has officially announced that he is stepping down as head coach of the Bulldogs. Through four fun seasons as a head coach, Rice has seen his girls break program records, including allowing the least amount of points to opponents this season while earning 11 victories. This season marked the best for Riverside girls basketball in over 10 years.
It's been fun. You know, they came to me 4 years ago, asked me if I wanted to do this because they were looking for a coach and, you know, had the opportunity to take over a program that needed a little bit of help. Some of the highlights, you know, go from winning 1 to 2 games a year to now we're winning, you know, 7 the last couple of years. We won 11 this year, broke some program records. So that was probably a big highlight for us this year. We had the, I kind of pride myself as a defensive coach, and the girls, as far as we can look back in records wise, had the least amount of points per game allowed in the history of the school. And, you know, they did a few other nice things this year, just had a real good time. And, you know, it was good. I mean, good time with the kids. They had a blast this year.
The Bulldogs featured a very young squad with junior Sophia Taylor and Ellie Henderson leading the way in the stat sheet. Taylor averaged 7 points and 2.5 rebounds per game, while Henderson averaged 6.9 points and 4.1 steals per game this season. With so much talent on this young team, every player has a chance to shoot their shot next season.
You know, they're all special in a different way, right? They all leave good marks, and I was just very fortunate to have such a great group of kids. The last couple of years, I really had a lot of fun and really enjoyed the opportunity that the school district gave me to do this.
Riverside featured two Western Iowa Conference honorees, Cindy Summers and Adeline Martins. Summers earned second team all-conference honors, averaging 6.7 points and 4 rebounds per game this season as a freshman. Martins was named as an honorable mention while shooting a team-high 46.8% from the field while putting down 4.9 points per game. With these two talented young athletes, Riverside has so much potential to be at the top of the Western Iowa Conference in the coming season.
You know, Sid came in, did a lot of extra work before school. She would come in, do a lot of shooting and those types of things. She kind of put it in and really, she just kind of blossomed over the last 2 years. We've kind of been watching her, but she came in and put some work in. She deserves every bit of that second team All-WIC conference selection, but she did a lot of good things offensively, defensively. Adeline Martins, you know, the honorable mention, if you look at the stats, it's not going to be there, but her heart, and other coaches saw it, her heart, her communication. She was the absolute character captain leader of this team. She did a great job. She was amazing as a kid to coach. You know, I can't wait to watch to see what she does throughout the next few years of her career.
Coach Rice will now dive to help behind the scenes at the forefront of a growing Bulldog golf program for the future of Riverside Athletics. His decision goes towards putting more time to be with his family and to watch the program continue to take off on the sidelines. While he will be heading to the sidelines, the girls will be headed to a new era of Bulldog basketball.
It's tough. It was really, really tough. As a dad of three kids and that are very active, and I want to make sure that I'm there more for them than I've been able to do. And sacrificed a lot of personal time to get this program up to where it needed to be. And you know, it's there, and it's ripe for another coach to come in and take it over. You know, that over the last few weeks of the season, you know, every one of those girls is going to be back. We have another good freshman class coming in, and you know, this program is going to take off and continue to go in the direction that, you know, I was able to help set it to go that way. And you know, I felt that it was the right time to make that decision. Somebody could come in and just start off being extremely successful, whereas, you know, in our first year we won 4 games, and it was a long year, and you know, it's set up for somebody else. So I know that I'm leaving it better than I found it. The sacrifice from, you know, my own family makes it tough. And then I have some aspirations to do some other things, within the school district to help, you know, behind the scenes and continue to move this district in the direction it's going. You know, if you look across all of our girls sports right now, I think 500, which was us this year, was the worst record that we've had in any sport. And you know, we've had state champion wrestlers, state champions in track, and volleyball went to state last year for the first time. Basketball just won as many games as it has in the last 11 years, and I want to see if I can't help boost everything going forward, you know, behind the scenes, whether it's helping out our AD Coach Frain or helping out administration or just whatever for for my career to help this school district, because, you know, I've been here for 12 years. I love this place, and I want to continue to help it grow and go in the right way.
Rice thanks the community for all the support that he received through his 4 years at the helm of the girls program. Riverside finished the season with an 11-11 record and 5-8 in conference play. Medi Bulldogs and Rice will now focus on the upcoming spring sports season. I'm Zach Callens reporting.